You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your drivers and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
On radio, the original social media, and our 25th year on the air, thank you for tuning in to Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Along with Kim and Danny and Beth and Erasmo and Horatio, we're all here to answer your consumer tech questions. Let us solve any digital dilemma that you may come up with, and we'll do the digging for you so you don't have to be searching around or wondering. Just ask us. We'll take care of things for you. And, of course, the best way to ask us is
using our free Into Tomorrow app.
Oh, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
There's a little button that says message the studio.
And it sounds like you're sitting right here, right next to us.
Oh.
Right here in this very seat.
On your very lap.
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. Or toll free from anywhere in North America, 24/7. You can dial the following phone number or push the digits or because you're not really dialing, whatever. You can call us at
800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. Save us as a favorite in your phone.
Yeah, that would be good because we don't take up a lot of space.
And then you could just say, hey, Siri, call Into Tomorrow.
You could do that. Wait a minute. Well, not if you're an Android user like me.
Well, then because you can't tell Siri to call somebody on an
Android
phone.
No, nor would I. I don't talk to Siri. That's blasphemous. Good heavens.
Hey, Google, call Into Tomorrow.
Yeah, you could do that, and that might work. But in the meantime, we want you to, of course, also download the free Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words in your favorite app store in case it's that Apple store, Into Tomorrow, or in the Google Play store, Into Tomorrow. Download the app. It's free. It takes up very little space compared to other apps. So trust me, we would love to reside on your device.
Yeah, and you can not only use the app to participate with us, but you can also stay up to date. You can see all the posts we put on our website. There's links to our social media, everything's on the app.
There you go. And you can hear us 24/7.
Anytime.
As if you don't hear enough of us right this minute, you can hear us 24/7. Maybe you have a little trouble going to sleep. We can help put you to sleep. Whatever the case.
See, there's our stream right there on my phone.
Hey, that could be a copyright infringement. We're rebroadcasting our broadcast.
Well, then we're going to have to charge ourselves a copyright fee.
Oh, good. That might be a way to make a couple of bucks.
Yeah.
I don't think that would work, though. So, some tech news and commentary, and then we'll get back to your calls. Mark in Tupelo, Mississippi is standing by. What you got?
Google has found another way to help us waste some money.
Oh, of course.
If you're someone who never prints out any of the photos to take that you take with your smartphone, then they may have a good solution or a money-wasting solution. For $6.99 a month, it will use machine learning to automatically select 10 of your best photos and send the prints right to your door.
Oh, great. But it's going to cost you $7 a month to
$7 do this. To have their computers decide which of the best pictures you took.
Very likely not even what you would have selected as best.
Right.
Great.
The company announced the service, which it started trialing earlier this year. There don't seem to be any differences between the trial and the newly announced Premium Print Series, which is what they're calling it, and they say it'll be available in the coming weeks. But Google has at least lopped a dollar off the monthly price that it was planning, because it was originally going to be $7.99 a month.
Oh, gosh.
But, you know, you're paying extra for the convenience of having your photos selected and mailed to you on your behalf. Mm-hmm. Users, they say, will have some options. Google says you can edit your photo selection, choose a matte or glossy finish, or add a border before your photos ship each month.
But you can't choose your own pictures.
Well, it says here that they say that you can change some of them, but if you don't do anything, then you're just going to be at the mercy of whichever 10 photos Google's AI decides were your best that they will then mail out to you.
Well, that's nice. It, just what you want is Google's machine learning in your phone, looking at all your pictures, they do anyway, but then deciding on their behalf what they think are your best pictures.
Yeah, and then you're paying $7 a month for the privilege.
Yeah, of them doing facial recognition and other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Great. I think if they did it for $1 a month, it would be too much.
Well, they'd have to pay me to have access to my photos.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are your photos that good?
Trust me, people would pay good money for my photos.
Oh, I don't think so.
All the photos of plants in my garden.
I was just
going to
say,
and vegetables.
It's all gardening pictures and, of course, pictures of Cameron.
Yeah.
He'd be worth it. But your gardening pictures, please.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It took just 3 hours and 3 minutes for Russia's Soyuz MS-17 spacecraft to transport a U.S. astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts to the International Space Station last week. Did you hear about that? In the past, it has taken more like 6 hours on average. This time, 3 hours and 3 minutes.
Hmm.
So they're breaking not a land speed record, but a space speed record and getting the astronauts to the ISS much faster. I don't know why. Different type of fuel, maybe?
Maybe.
A different air filter? I don't know.
So they're running the rockets on vodka.
That could be it. And apparently it works.
Yeah.
So kudos to them. I don't know that there was an immediate mad rush to save almost 3 hours to get them there that much faster, although I'm sure the astronauts appreciated it. It's like, really? It only took 3 hours and 3 minutes. I'd do that. I mean, how hard could that be? Maybe not.
Yeah. 3 hours of I don't know how many extra G's.
Yeah. I got enough G's
yeah.
in my own name even, I guess.
Twitter is temporarily changing how you retweet ahead of the presidential election.
Yeah,
they're
turning it off right after the election. Now, tell me that isn't just flat-out politically motivated.
Yeah, they say it's to help prevent abuse and the spread of misinformation, basically the spread of information they don't want you to know.
That they determined to be misinformation.
But this is not a political show, so I'm not going to go there.
No, we won't.
You will be able to retweet, but until at least the end of election week, it won't be quite as easy as usual to retweet. When you click or tap the retweet icon, Twitter will pull up the quote tweet composer to encourage you to write something about that tweet before you share it. Now, they say you don't have to write anything if you don't want, but Twitter is hoping that by introducing some friction into the process that people might better consider exactly what they're retweeting or take the opportunity to add their own perspective.
Interesting. And that's, of course, assuming they don't just cancel it altogether anyway.
Yeah.
Or not let you retweet it or not let it be seen by many people. Because they're playing games and have been for months.
And again, it's just one of the many reasons I have never been on Twitter.
Well, good for you. But that reminds me, antitrust officials with the U.S. Department of Justice have pushed back on the possibility of a merger between Dish Network and DirecTV, citing concerns that the deal would drive up prices, especially in rural communities. Dish CEO Charlie Ergen says he is prepared to wait until 5G service expands further, while AT&T declined to comment. But isn't that interesting? There's really only two satellite TV services. It's been Dish and DirecTV, and they both suck.
Yeah, well,
but they were thinking of a merger.
Yeah, and DirecTV sucked more once they were purchased by AT&T.
Oh, of course. Oh, my gosh. That was the kiss of death, as far as I was concerned.
Yeah.
AT&T doesn't want to talk about it, but Dish CEO is saying, yeah, we'll wait. Because they're thinking about just doing it maybe over 5G, when 5G is much more readily available.
But then it's not satellite TV.
Of course not. No, it's 5G TV.
Yeah.
And if you've seen a 5G tower, you know they look like just a giant Q-tip.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have the weird antennas in triangular shape and different patterns and so forth. They're just a whole different look to them now. But we're going to see what happens there. And antitrust officials are taking a look at it because this could be a real problem. And again, especially if you live in a rural community and you have only one source, the only way to get any TV is via satellite. Well, if it's only the two companies that are then merged into one, they're just going to drive the prices up like crazy, and you're going to be screwed.
Yeah, and I know for years your sister in South Carolina had this issue, and she might still, where they didn't even have cable TV or DSL in her area. She has satellite TV is her only option. And for internet, she's had to go with a MiFi unit all these years because they don't even have high-speed internet where she lives.
Yikes. Pop Science had an interesting article about forget next-day mail. How about next-hour mail? Saying the U.S. government is rekindling its effort to develop a system for delivering goods and services anywhere in the world within an hour. Spoiler alert, Elon Musk's SpaceX is involved. Can you imagine getting anything you need within an hour?
That would be cool.
That would take Jeff Bezos' Amazon and give them a whole run for their money.
Yeah, well, imagine when all these Hyperloops are all around the country and stuff. I mean, you can get stuff. I mean, it'd be easier to put mail and objects in there than it would be even people. Then you're shooting things across the country like you do at the bank with those air tubes.
Lickety split.
Yeah.
In mere seconds. So that's kind of interesting. So next day mail is going to be next hour mail or anything else that you want delivered. Maybe not a car.
Yeah.
They'll figure that out at some point, too, but wow.
But I'd hate to know how much the stamps are going to cost for that one.
It'll be a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you could use forever stamps either.
Probably not.
You have to use very special ones.
Venmo announced the release of their new credit card this past week.
Oh, I can't hardly wait.
Venmo credit card became available last week to chosen users and will be accessible to all Venmo customers over the next several months. Users can use their Venmo app to apply for the credit card as long as their account is at least 30 days old, in good order, that they are at least 18 years old and live in the U.S. Venmo credit card users will be able to oversee, view, and manage activity for the card directly through Venmo's app. And it's interesting to note, at least, that Venmo, of course, is owned by PayPal.
Of course.
And I've never understood why, you know, a company would own a competing company. Just combine them into one thing. But
you would think, but a lot of people are more familiar with it, or a lot of people say, oh, I hate PayPal. I would never use them. Oh, really? So I'm going to stick with Venmo.
Yeah, well, it's
great.
It's,
they're owned by PayPal.
Well, so. It's like all these travel sites that you see commercials for all over TV. There's really only like two companies that own all of those travel sites.
Yeah, do a little digging, especially if you've had bad luck with any particular company of any sort in any industry. Do a little digging before you decide that, oh, the heck with them. I'm totally using this one instead. They probably own it anyway.
Yeah.
Interesting how that kind of develops. Mark in Tupelo, Mississippi, listens on Super Talk Mississippi. Welcome into tomorrow.
I purchased an older car that does not have a backup camera. I would like to install one. I have no clue what kind or how to begin.
Well, Mark, that's good that you came to Into Tomorrow, because that's what we're here for. Your first step will be deciding how committed you are to the camera, and that will narrow your options a little bit. One obvious aspect is that of deciding how much money you want to spend. But beyond that, there's also the pain of the installation itself. You can find solar-powered wireless cameras that output video either to their own monitors or via Wi-Fi to your phone. That's an option that a lot of people do like to go with. Those are super, super easy to install. Basically, just mount them using the same screws that are holding your license plate up, and you're good to go.
Yeah, now, there, of course, are some downsides to them. They do tend to be slower to connect. Some require you to connect your phone to them before you can see the video, which is obviously a problem when you're just trying to quickly park and be done with it. And the ones that use a solar panel are great in that you don't usually need to be plugged in to recharge. But if you keep your car in a garage a lot, they may lose that edge, and they may be harder to recharge since they're not meant to be plugged in often.
Yeah, now, on the other end of the spectrum, you have the fully wired cameras. Those take power from the car, so there's no recharging. They connect right away since they're always fully powered and physically connected to their screens, and generally work a little bit more like the cameras that come built in by the factory.
And here comes devil's advocate again. The downside of those is that you'll need a pretty involved install. Your camera will be mounted on the outside and the back of the car. The driver will be on the inside towards the front, so that whole distance needs to be wired. And that means taking an awful lot of stuff apart to hide those wires. Now, if you don't mind the cost and higher risk of something rattling afterwards, those cameras are pretty good, though.
Yep, but here's where we also jump in and talk about supporting your local small business. So visit a 12-volt retailer, the kind that would be doing your stereo systems, and some also tint your windows and do that sort of stuff. They are very good at these kinds of things. Now, it's going to cost you, no question, especially mostly labor for this kind of an install. But, Mark, I think you might be better off that way in the long run. I tell you what, if I didn't have a built-in backup camera in my car, I would not be going with a Wi-Fi system to my phone, because I don't want to have to, oh, wait a minute, I'm about to back up. Let me engage it, go to the app on the phone. No, thanks. Too much trouble. But you have to then determine what it's worth to you. Let us know what you end up going with, and if you don't mind sharing with us the cost, it'll help a whole lot of other folks. IntoTomorrow.com. Hey, let's meet there, shall we?
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life. Their free breast cancer exam caught the cancer early, and it saved her life. But now the foundation needs your help so they can continue offering free or low-cost breast screening exams, saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car, whether it's running or not. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction, plus the great feeling you'll get knowing your donated car is going to help save more lives. Just call 800-295-4183 to set the wheels in motion. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 800-295-4183. The United Breast Cancer Foundation needs your help, and your donation could literally save women's lives, helping them catch breast cancer early, like they did with my mom. Donate today. 800-295-4183. 800-295-4183.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
So I went to the ophthalmologist for my eye exam. I usually go yearly. He says, what are you doing? And I told him about Balance of Nature. He said, well, whatever you're doing, keep it up.
My primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
I hope this is really kicking off, because it's been a godsend, I'm telling you. I mean, I'm a pharmacist, and for 2 years, I haven't had a cold. Balance of Nature has impacted my life in a positive way.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751. 1-800-246-8751.
Into Tomorrow continues. Here's another little fun tech fact for you. In 2009, Stephen Hawking held a reception for time travelers, but didn't publicize it until afterwards. This way, only those who could time travel would be able to attend. Nobody attended. So, sorry, Stephen Hawking, that didn't quite work out the way you might have anticipated. But interesting nonetheless. Mm-hmm. Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Stay tuned. In a few minutes, we'll be chatting with Tuck Vu. He's the CEO and co-founder of a company called OmniLabs. They're a Silicon Valley robotics company that designs and manufactures mobile service robots. And you'll want to check out, come to our website at intotomorrow.com. Check out the video of this Zoom interview, because he's showing us the robots.
Yeah. And in fact, he's walking around their manufacturing facility. Very cool, and we show it all to you at intotomorrow.com. We have a lot of reasons to be anxious these days, and that's especially true for children. A group in the UK have a therapeutic app that can help kids deal with anxiety. With this week's Into Tomorrow Health Tech Minute, brought to you by Dexcom, here's Alfred Poor.
Thanks, Dave. Children are often anxious, and the COVID-19 pandemic has only given them more reasons to worry. According to the CDC, one out of every 14 children between 3 and 17 have been diagnosed with anxiety. In the United Kingdom, a new mobile game has received approval as a treatment for pediatric anxiety for kids aged 7 to 12. The app uses immersive stories in a graduated series of exposure to unsettling conditions. The program helps children build lifelong skills that help them cope with their worries. A study of 90 students demonstrated that the program helped reduce symptoms across all measures of anxiety, And the more that they played the game, the greater the gains were. Digital therapeutics such as this app are playing an increasing role in mental health and other treatments, providing an effective alternative to medication and other therapies. For Into Tomorrow, I'm Alfred Poor. Back to you, Dave.
Hey, thanks, Alfred. The Into Tomorrow Health Tech Minute is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Make knowledge your superpower. For managing type 1 diabetes, visit DEXCOM.com. That's Dexcom.com.
The cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer Giveaway
is just about over. Even though we extended it into the fall, this is your last weekend to participate. If you haven't yet, please be sure to call the 800 number or use the audio option on the app and join us on the program to win some fabulous prizes. For example, from Brondell, their Swash 1400 electronic bidet toilet seat worth $650. How about the Revive True HEPA air purifier and humidifier? It's recommended by Consumer Reports, by the way. They also sent the Coral three-stage under-counter water filter system.
From Gift Apart, we've got several gift cards for retailers like Walmart, Best Buy, Macy's, Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, and hundreds more.
Yeah, all that very cool stuff. Data Locker sent their Century K300 16-gig encrypted USB flash drives worth $150 each. I'll bet you can use one of those.
Yamaha sent an acoustic guitar with authentic reverb and chorus valued at over $1,200. The Sonogenic Keytar, which enables playing without wrong notes, and a drum module that transforms acoustic drum sounds with studio-quality digital effects.
Water leak and freeze detectors from SimpleSense for around-the-clock protection and alerts. They sent us half a dozen of those to share with you, and they're $100 a pop.
Problems with your cell phone signal? Who doesn't have those? WeBoost sent their Drive Sleek single-user vehicle cell phone signal booster and their Drive Reach for multi-users valued at $500.
Razer sent a bunch of goodies to share with our audience, like their Kaio webcam, perfect work-from-home webcam with built-in adjustable ring light. They're worth $100 a piece, and they sent us a few of those. And their Black Widow light silent mechanical keyboard to up your productivity.
Kingston sent a few of their Iron Key D300 64-gigabyte secure USB flash drives. These are valued at $250 a piece.
You get the idea. The entire post with all the goodies is available for you at intotomorrow.com. And all you need to do is be heard on the air. 800-899-INTO, anytime, 24/7. That's 800-899-4686. Or, of course, the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. But do check out the posts. Let us know five or six of the items you prefer based on what's left. We'll try to get one of those to you. No promises, no guarantees.
Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline, now in our 25th year on the air, covering the latest in consumer tech. We always, of course, want to hear from you, our audience, any questions, comments, concerns that you may have involving anything relating to consumer technology. Maybe you've got a digital dilemma that we can solve for you. We want to be able to do just that. And you can call anytime, 24/7. The best way, of course, with the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Just search your favorite app store for those two words, Into Tomorrow. Snag our app and participate that way. Or you can call toll-free from anywhere in North America, 1-800-899-INTO, 800-899-4686, and participate that way. Either way, we would love to have you on the show. Our next guest is with a Silicon Valley robotics company that designs and manufactures mobile service robots. I can already tell I want one, whatever it might be. I want one because it's going to be helpful. The CEO and co-founder of Omni Labs is Dr. Tuck Vu. Tuck, welcome into tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hello, Dave and everyone. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure.
I'm excited to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We're excited to have you as well. Tell me first a little bit about Omni Labs, and then we'll get into some of the robotic service assistants.
Yeah, of course. So we started Omni Labs in 2015, and the idea was that we wanted to create service robots that can help bring value to our user, really improving their quality of life. You know, robots are not that new, right?
Yeah, they've been around for a while.
Exactly.
As consumers, we may not have had much experience with robots unless we've gotten a vacuum robot or something like that.
Yeah.
But they've been around for a while.
Yeah, but most of the robots are actually stuck in industrial settings, like for manufacturing, for logistic use cases. And, you know, you're absolutely right. They're not much in kind of like a social setting for a consumer. And so we want to change that. We want to build robots that can be around all of us and, you know, doing tasks for us to help our lives better.
I see. And so you have multiple products available now and certainly others, I'm sure, in development. So when you talk about a service robot, does that mean a robot that I can say, go get me a beer and it'll go to the refrigerator and get me a refreshing adult beverage and bring it back to me? Or what other kinds of services are your robots capable of?
We definitely want one of those robots as well. So that's something we're working on. But we're starting out with a robot that focus more on communication because, you know, we think that's what one of the big value we can bring to our user. So think of it as your like teleporting the device allow you to be, you know, miles away, right, with a click of a button. And then you can drive around and have two-way video and audio communication with the other side.
So it's almost virtually being there, obviously, is certainly one advantage. But are you then, when you talk about, you know, driving around or something, you're not really driving and using video because that would be very dangerous, right? But when you say the ability maybe to move around your home, is that kind of what you're referring to?
That is exactly, yeah. So basically moving around in the environment, whether it's home or school or even office space.
Okay.
In fact, I have prepared a robot to give you a little demo.
Oh, terrific.
If you want to check it out.
We would absolutely love to see that. So do share it with us and then tell us, for those listening on the radio and not yet seeing the video at intotomorrow.com, describe what it is that you're showing.
Absolutely. Should I do a share screen now?
Sure. Absolutely. You can do that because we have the technology with our Zoom interviews. So share your screen.
Technology has been, you know, moving so fast, right? Now everything, you know, moved to online.
Yeah.
But what you're seeing here is actually like a sort of like a portal that allow me to see all the robots that I have access to. And with just a click of button, then I can really dial into a robot. This robot, it actually plays in our office in Silicon Valley.
Okay. So and, now we're seeing what looks like maybe a research and development center in your office.
This is our manufacturing facility right here.
Okay.
And so I'm controlling the robot. I can turn it around. You can see me moving around. That's giving you like a full view of what's going on in the manufacturing floor.
And I'm assuming now you can move the robot up and down those halls
Absolutely.
That we're looking at.
So
oh, wow. Now he's
that's what I'm moving here.
Yeah, so really, you're giving us a tour in this case of the manufacturing facility and going up and down these aisles and being able to see what's going on. I don't see any people. So is the entire facility robotic?
We're getting there, but it's actually still a bit early for a tech company in California.
Yeah, I would think. You still need humans to help out, right?
Yeah. But the cool thing is we can actually do a lot of interesting stuff with the robot. For example, we can, you know, control it so that it can look all the way up or all the way down. And so covering like a really wide range of view.
Yeah. So again, for those listening on the radio, not yet seeing the video, he was able to tilt up. We saw the whole ceiling and now we saw the whole floor. And now it's back to the manufacturing office space as well that we're looking at. Pretty cool.
And not more than that, you know, you can zoom in and zoom out. Right. And so you'll be able to like, you know, read like, let's say, a whiteboard with like the details on there.
Okay, so yeah, we're looking at various like schedules and maybe what's being worked on next and that sort of thing. And it's a very clear zoom too. One would think that, you know, that it might be an issue, but clearly you're using good cameras, good optics, things of that nature.
Absolutely. Yeah, our camera is a 4K camera, and so it can give you a really high resolution.
Very good. Can you go to a mirror and show us what the robot... Oh, there's a human. I just saw a human going crossing the hallway.
Yeah, let's go chase that person and say
yeah,
hi.
Yeah, chase that person, and let's see if we can... Can we talk to them? Do you have two-way communication?
Absolutely, yes.
Ah.
So let me... but one really cool thing I want to mention briefly is that we have an additive manufacturing facility here to build this robot. And so you can see like all the 3D printers in a second.
Oh, wow.
That's cranking out the parts that will be assembled for the to make the robot.
You mentioned the 3D printers. So that's what you're using to assemble the robots?
Yep, that's correct. To actually creating the parts, and then after that, we will assemble them.
Yeah.
So let me give you a view of the printers. People always enjoy that.
Okay, yeah, for sure. And if we happen to pass a mirror, I would love to see what our robot looks like.
We do have a mirror, but in a different room. But yeah, let me see.
You probably have to go to the restroom.
And,
I don't know whether you'd be going into the male or female restroom with the robot. So, but, well, so, this is pretty cool. We're getting a really good tour of Tuck's manufacturing facilities here as well. It's pretty neat.
So you can see here, people are working. And these are the printers you can see on the left-hand side.
Oh, wow. There's a whole row of 3D printers that are obviously very busy regularly, huh?
And so what we do is we have these printers just bring out the parts days and nights. And we take these parts to assemble them to make them become our robot here.
Wow.
In fact, we design and manufacture these 3D printers using our own 3D printing facility.
No, no. Tuck, wait a minute. Did you actually just say that you use 3D printers to make 3D printers?
That exactly, yeah, right.
So see, that's using tech. I'm very impressed.
So we have been doing this, and it's provided us with a very fast way to iterate different technology and building on it.
Tuck, let me interrupt you if you don't mind too terribly much. We got to take a quick commercial break and come back and talk more with Dr. Tuck Vu, the CEO and co-founder of Omni Labs. You want to visit them in the meantime at OHMNI, OmniLabs.com. And of course, we'll get you there when you visit intotomorrow.com, which is also where you should come and see the video. You're going to love this tour of their facilities by one of their robots. So do check it out, and we'll be right back. Visit us at intotomorrow.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-817-2939. 800-817-2939. 800-817-2939. 800-817-2939.
Welcome back into tomorrow. And of course, visit intotomorrow.com. You don't want to miss a minute of not only this week's show, but all of our posts, and especially this particular interview where you are being given a tour of the robotic manufacturing facilities by a robot. Do check it out at intotomorrow.com as we continue talking with Dr. Tuck Vu, CEO and co-founder of Omni Labs. Who uses Omni robots at this point? I mean, it sounds from what you're showing like certainly for businesses, you know, some use a robot to tour a warehouse or maybe even for security, keep an eye on various things or keep an eye on employees for that matter. Not that we're watching you there, sir, in the background.
We hope not.
But, you know, who would be using your Omni robots at this point?
Yeah, so our robots have been used across many different verticals. So what we have seen so far, especially with the pandemic, is that, you know, there's a huge demand for robots. And so we've seen our robots being used in hospitals for healthcare to connect COVID patients with their families and also nurses and doctors. Right. We have been deployed in more than 30 hospitals worldwide by now.
And I tell you what, you bring up a very good point, Dr. Vu, because having spent, unfortunately, a month in the hospital recently with COVID. Thank God I'm testing negative now the last couple of times and still getting rid of a little pneumonia, but working on it. The point is, I would have loved to have been able to have one of your robots working in the hospital in the place of some of the nurses and assistants that were having to come in and deliver medication all the time because they had to gown up and extra masks and, you know, they're coming into a COVID room. So they have to have extra protection, whereas the robot is not likely to catch it or spread it for that matter, hopefully. So it would have been so much easier to deliver meds and that sort of thing. I don't know that I'd like them to be drawing blood. I don't want to stretch out my arm. Here you go. Stick a needle in me. I'm sure you know what you're doing. But to deliver the medications and check on things or whatever, or even just to communicate perhaps with the nurse's station, as we were doing with your employee there a few minutes ago. So I can understand that can be very, very helpful. Yeah, and certainly into tomorrow, a lot more hospitals can be using Omni robots.
Yeah, absolutely. You probably have heard of like heartbreaking stories where COVID patients are stuck in the quarantine room and they don't get to see their families for a long time, right? And so hospitals are using our robot now so that family members can dial in and, you know, visit the patient and have a really engaging and natural conversation with them. Instead of having, you know, like the nurse had to like use a personal phone for the patient to use, which is very risky and, you know, not as natural.
So these robots then would have a camera and a screen, no doubt, to be able to see, in this case, you're a good example, a family member, and be able to communicate that way with those on the outside that are just wanting to see that their family member is doing well. And it is certainly safer to do that sort of thing. Do you think the reason why, in my case, during the hospital stay, they didn't have that in my hospital, or if they did, they weren't using it, you know, for me, is the expense? And are we able to drive those expenses down now with technology, especially with the kinds of things you guys are doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the cost of robots have been coming down quite a bit. But because of the way that we manufacture and develop our robot, it actually is very affordable. The product that you saw right there was $2,700.
Oh, wow.
And so it's, you know, like an iPad. But now you have the full mobility, you know, to move around, right, without any people helping you on the other side.
What kind of power does it use? How long will it work? I mean, can a hospital use it, for example, for a full shift without having to go plug it in somewhere? And then will it do that on its own? You know, like the robotic vacuums that will know that the battery is going down, so it goes home just to charge.
Yeah, so our robots on a full charge would be able to operate for 5 hours. And then, you know, when it gets low on charge, the operator can drive it close enough to the dock. And once you press a button, it will navigate itself to the charging station.
Oh, terrific.
And so, yeah, providing very seamless experience there.
What other services can your service robots perform?
So what we've seen so far is that, the robot has become quite an integral tool for businesses to get back to the new normal, right?
Yeah, whatever that is, we're all trying to figure it out, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So a lot of issue with, contactless operations, with social distancing, with travel restriction. And so we've seen people using our robot to do remote training for the new employees or remote support. Some people were checking on the airplane turbo engine through the robot, right? So that, they can troubleshoot.
I mean, there are so many things that humans do, whether it's a manufacturing opportunity or otherwise, or sometimes just office thing, where it's just tedious. And they're thinking, why doesn't a robot do this? I can be then more productive doing something else. So there's a good example where it's not going to replace you, but it's going to help you, even if it's Absolutely. Just with the tedious tasks. There is so much more that I want to be able to talk to you about, and we've already gone two full segments on the show this week. I absolutely look forward to having you back again soon. Maybe one day we'll get an evaluation unit to run around our studios and then talk more about it. But I absolutely want to get you back on the show and show us more of the kinds of things you guys are doing. Keep up the great work. It's pretty fascinating.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. And thanks for giving me the time to talk about robots.
It's
and
our
how they could help people to transition into tomorrow.
Dr. Tuck Vu is the CEO and co-founder of Omni Labs. And again, it's OHMNI, omnilabs.com. We'll get you there when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. We're back with more as Into Tomorrow continues. I'm Dave Graveline right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-574-5007, 800-574-5007.
I wanted to congratulate Into Tomorrow on their 25 years, and I wanted to say that I've been working at a job for 24 years, and when I started, technology was non-existent almost, and what I really like about the technology is being able to communicate through the emails and not using so much paper anymore, storing stuff on our network. So I really like the technology that we have today compared to years ago.
Well, thank you, Barbara in Fairbanks, Alaska. We appreciate that Into Tomorrow congratulatory message. Yes, 25 years on the air. I am Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by HughesNet, America's number one choice for satellite internet. Text radio to 35,000 for more information. Again, text radio to 35,000.
And while we're in Fairbanks, Alaska, here's Roger listening on AM 970 KFBX. Hey, Roger.
So recently somebody called in and asked for advice about their battery not retaining very much of a charge on their iPad, and you said to take it in and replace the battery as an alternative or to get a new one. And those are both good suggestions. But to make the battery last longer, and this is true either for an iPhone or an iPad, you can turn off background processing. So go through each app and turn off, keep application updated in the background, turn all that off. It's not necessary. many apps don't need to update in the background. And then notifications. You can turn off notifications on all the apps except for the one or two or three that you have to have notifications on. In most cases, you don't need notifications anyways, only messages and phone calls. What else do you need notifications for? And that will make the battery last a lot longer on the iPhone or the iPad. All right, take care. Thanks, guys. Enjoy listening.
Well, thank you, Roger. We always love listeners helping other listeners. And you know what else is a big help? Signing up for our free once-a-week tech newsletter. It's really very easy. A little box pops up when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. We ask only for your email address, which we don't share with anyone. And it's a double opt-in, meaning when you put your email address in, go check your email, because we send you a little note that says, click this link to be sure and get it, because we don't spam anybody. So again, sign up at intotomorrow.com. I will personally appreciate it very much.